today sees the return of the heritage trams to Blackpool's tramway at the start of the Lightpool Festival at half term. Now, I'm joined by the lady at the top of Blackpool Transport, who's Jane Cole. Jane, what does it mean to have these trams back?
Oh, it's an absolute delight. It's a real stake in the ground. And what it basically says is that the trams have a future. Obviously, they're going to be out for the 2 weeks of Lightpool, and then we'll do a review. But for me, there's been so much sadness around the fact that these trams haven't been out for nearly 12 months now. So I want to take the opportunity to thank everybody who's kept in touch, who's been very patient, who's shown the support and their understanding. But this really is a stake in the ground to say, come on, we've got two trams out for Lightpool now. They belong to Blackpool, they'll be here running in Blackpool, and they have a future.
You mentioned that pressure, and it has been building, hasn't it, over the course of the summer. Why aren't the trams out? And it's been put firmly at your door.
It has, but you know, when you look at Blackpool Transport, we've had a lot of challenges over the last couple of years. This is a tramway that obviously serves 20 million visitors a year and the residents of Blackpool, Fylde and Wyre. And we have to make sure that we look after the major flow, which is the light rail transit system. The extension going up to North Station opened last June, and that had to be taken as a priority. And the fleet is ageing. It's taking a lot more now to maintain it. It needs a lot of investment. And we have got an ongoing piece of work with the National Lottery where we're applying for a bid. So we have to concentrate on our core network. And the heritage trams now obviously are still here. You can go and learn about the history, and you can see a couple as part of the Tramtown Museum. And you have to just bear with us as we try and introduce them slowly back into the network. And I can't give any timescales on that, but this is a stake in the ground to say we've got these two out now, let's see what future brings.
So the hope is then that you could extend this even further?
We hope so, and you know, the trams aren't going anywhere, and we've proved that we can get a couple out now for Lightpool, so why wouldn't we look at getting some more out in the future?
Were you surprised at the strength of feeling from people in the town and further afield?
No, because when I first came to Blackpool Transport in 2014, I just knew that these assets, these beautiful trams, had to be part of the story. And, you know, working with some great volunteers, in particular Martin Gurr and Gary Comm, you know, we spent years making a real good visitor attraction out of the heritage tramway. It was unfortunate, you know, that we've come to the point where a lot of investment is needed. The tramway extension has taken priority, but it remains the top of the council and Blackpool Transport's priorities to make sure that we can do something to make sure we see more of them in the future.
So in the short term, Jane, and just finally, you can get on these trams for the next couple of weeks for Lightpool.
Yeah, next 2 weeks for Lightpool on a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday evening. They'll be doing three trips per night, and you can pre-book, but they have been selling out fast, I've got to say. The two trams that we're talking about is HMS Blackpool, which is designed to resemble the seagoing frigate built at Rigby Road, would you believe, in Blackpool. It was actually constructed there in 1965, but the underframe dates back to 1928. It was part of Pantograph Car 170.
Well, there you are, the things you find out. Jane, we're looking forward to getting on board this tram. Thank you so much for telling us all about it, and here's to an exciting Lightpool Festival.
Thank you very much.